However, there are a couple of things that have come up recently related to higher risk patients, particularly node positive disease. At least I think that's the way people are viewing this. And obviously one is the AFFINITY trial that was presented and then published. It was presented at ASCO looking at adjuvant pertuzumab, and then was the approval of post-adjuvant neratinib. And I'd like your take on both of those developments.
Yeah, so after not much change in a long time in the adjuvant setting, we have a couple new developments. And so, right, so going from the low-risk patient population of APT, now we're going the opposite with Extenet and AFFINITY. So we all had very high hopes for pertuzumab in the adjuvant setting. You know, the data in the metastatic setting are as good as any trial we've ever seen, with the CLEOPATRA trial in terms of a 16-month improvement in survival. The neoadjuvant setting, pertuzumab doubles the pass CR rate when added to trastuzumab. So again, we thought this really was going to be a very positive trial. And I'm on the steering committee for AFFINITY, so I'm biased. But even still, I think we thought the data were a little disappointing. It was a positive study, but the hazard rate, you know, was 0.8 or 0.81, and the absolute differences were small. So just to remind everybody, so AFFINITY was a randomized trial of mostly higher risk patients, but a decent number of smaller node-negative patients were included. And the trial randomized patients to your choice of either an anthracycline or non-anthracycline regimen with trastuzumab or trastuzumab and pertuzumab. And these were the first data that were presented. And as I said, the hazard rate was 0.81. It met statistical significance, but just barely. And the absolute benefit was small. Really no benefit in node-negative patients. And in node-positive patients, the absolute benefit at 3 years was a couple percent, not even quite 2%. So, yeah, I guess we've just come in a world where, you know, last few targeted therapy trials have all come in with hazard rates of 0.6 and 0.5, that 0.8 doesn't seem quite as impressive. But I think the biggest problem, which is not a problem, is that the control arm did incredibly well. And that's just the state of the affair right now in HER2-positive disease, is that trastuzumab-based chemotherapy works very well. And so it's hard to improve upon that substantially when your control arm patients are fortunately doing well.
So let's think about a patient, for example, who has, say, two positive nodes. Let's say they're ER negative, HER2 positive, and you're going to give them adjuvant chemo and trastuzumab, okay? So once you do that, what would you estimate to be their residual risk of recurrence, you know, globally, with your own clinical ballpark guess? And how do you think that would be affected by, we could say ER positive or ER negative, incidentally, how do you think that would be affected by either pertuzumab being added to adjuvant or neratinib used in the back end after adjuvant?
Yeah, and so let me just, you know, whereas the data, I just want to be clear for people who may not have seen or read the AFFINITY data. Some people took from that that the benefit was all in the ER negative patients in AFFINITY. And really, I think the biggest thing was that the ER positives just had a low event rate, because the hazard rates between ER positive and ER negative really wasn't that different. It was like 0.8. 4 or 5 for ER positives and 0.76 for ER negatives. So I don't think ER status seemed to predict benefit of pertuzumab very much. It was mostly just risk. Low-risk patients didn't get a benefit, at least so far. So in your patient with two nodes, in terms of recurrence risk, I think HER2-positive patients recur earlier than HER2-negative patients, but there's still a rate of recurrence over time. So you have to look at what time frame you're talking about. But I think over 10 years, you know, her risk of recurrence is probably, with a trastuzumab-based regimen, 10 or 12%. That's an estimate. So in that patient, I actually would give her pertuzumab. In general, I think it's reasonable, based on the AFFINITY data, to use pertuzumab in most of our node-positive patients, certainly with multiple nodes positive.
But then I guess you would assume that it's only going to bump it down a couple percent absolutely.
Right.